Chapter 40, Cyprus. Cyprus is a fairly large island which lies off the west coast of Syria and Israel in the Mediterranean Sea. We want to tell you about the happenings on the island in the early days of the gospel, when there were some good people there who rejoiced to hear and believe the word of God as it was preached by the Apostle Paul and other good ministers. The first we hear about Cyprus in the Bible is that there lived a good man there whose name was Joseph, although the apostles gave him another name which was Barnabas. This name means the son of consolation, so that he was a minister of the gospel, and the Lord blessed his preaching to the comfort and consolation of those who were in real trouble about their sins. We are also told that he was a Levite, which means that he must have been a Jew. There were many Jews in Cyprus, for they had several places of worship on the island, which were called synagogues. Now you may remember that in the days of the apostles, the first Christian church was formed by them at Jerusalem. But there was trouble, because the Greeks or Gentiles thought that their poor widows were not being helped as they should be. So the apostles called the church together and told them to choose 7 honest men from their number, who should have the charge of the money to be given to the widows and the poor. These were called deacons, and the name of one of them was Stephen. He was blessed with much faith and did great wonders and miracles among the people. But the Jews hated and persecuted him, and he was stoned to death. This persecution of the church at Jerusalem was the means of causing the early Christians to be scattered abroad to different places. And some of them came to Cyprus, where they preached the word to the Jews only. Then some of the men of Cyprus went to the city called Antioch and preached there to the Gentiles also. The Lord blessed their preaching, so that a great number of the people believed and turned from their idols unto the Lord. This was the beginning of the church at Antioch. And when the Jerusalem church heard of it, they sent Barnabas to go and speak to them. Now he was a good man, and when he saw the grace of God in the Christians at Antioch, he was glad and encouraged them to cleave to the Lord. The time came when God would spread his gospel still further among the Gentiles, and for this cause he told the church at Antioch to send the apostle Paul and Barnabas to preach to them. So the church fasted and prayed for the Lord's blessing on them, and then sent them away to do the work which God would have them do. They went down to a ship and sailed across the sea to the island of Cyprus. They landed on the island at a place called Salamis, and there they preached in the synagogues of the Jews. Then they traveled across to the other side of the island to a place called Paphos. Now at this place there was a Jew who was a false prophet, and he was with the ruler of Cyprus, whose name was Sergius Paulus. This ruler was a good man, and sent for Paul and Barnabas to come and preach to him. But the false prophet tried to turn the ruler away from hearing the word of God. Then Paul rebuked him, and told him that for this wickedness he would go blind for a time. And quickly it came to pass, and the poor man lost his sight and had to ask someone to lead him by the hand. What a solemn judgment to come upon him for opposing the word of the gospel, and we ought to fear and tremble to do anything against the truth of God or his ministers. The ruler saw what was done and what power was given to Paul against this enemy of God's truth, and instead of turning the ruler away as he tried to do, he was made the means of turning him to it. So when the ruler saw what was done, he believed in the Lord and was astonished at the power of his word. Now you will find all these things in the book of Acts. In the 4th chapter, there is at the end the first mention of Barnabas. And the 11th chapter is the account of the scattered Christians preaching in Cyprus. And the 13th chapter tells us how Paul and Barnabas were sent there by the Holy Ghost, and how their preaching was made a blessing.